This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good morning. Closing prices for the Chicago Board of Trade. December corn, 360 up 3/4. March, 367 and 3/4 up half. May, 378 up 5. January soybeans, 874 and a quarter up 1 1/4. March, 879 up 3 1/2. May, 881 and 3/4 down 2 1/4. December wheat, 470 up 4 1/4. March, 480 up 1. May, 484 and 3/4 down 7 3/4. December oats, 232 and 3/4 down 11 1/2. March, 235 and a half up 2 3/4. December soybean meal, 282.40 down 2.40. January, 284.50 up 70. March, 285.70 down 130. December soybean oil, 29.25 up 50. January, 29.25 up 17. March, 29.68 up 34. It's time now for the cash grain report.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Wednesday's grain market report. The Illinois country grain prices were mostly higher on Wednesday afternoon. A record high in ethanol production last week added strength to corn prices, while commercial buying advanced soybeans. Wheat futures were mixed going into the holiday weekend. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids up 3 cents at 344 to 360, while soybean bids were 11 cents higher at 839 to 870. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 2 cents higher at 350 to 376, and soybean bids were 11 cents higher at 860 to 885. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were up 2 to 3 cents at 354 to 379. Soybean bids gained 12 to 14 cents at 863 to 880. And the wheat bids ended steady to 5 cents lower at 377 up to 429. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were 12 cents stronger at 890 to 895. Basis ended steady on Wednesday, ranging from 15 to 20 over the January. High Pro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis offered at $279.50 to $300.50 per ton, up $1.60, with basis steady ranging from 6 under to 15 over the January. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids 2 to 3 cents higher at $3.68 to $3.92, with basis steady to a penny higher at 2 to 26 over December. Illinois River Barge Loading Elevators quoted producer corn bids steady to a penny higher at 363 to 376, with basis up 1 to 2 cents at 3 under to 10 over the December. Soybeans up 12 to 15 cents on Wednesday, range from 881 to 890, with basis steady to 3 cents stronger at 6 to 15 over the January. And new crop wheat prices up a penny at 424 to 454, with basis steady at 74 under to 44 under July. East St. Louis Barge Loading Terminal Elevators place their producer corn bids 2 to 6 cents stronger at 380 to 385. These same elevators raise their soybean prices by 11 to 12 cents with quotations at 904 to 905. Soft wheat down a nickel at 419 to 469, and the Milo ended 2 cents higher at 366 to 371. Contract bids to producers for January delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country grain dealer bids to producers in those regions for January delivered corn range from 338 up to 361. January soybean bids range from 845 to 879. In central Illinois, January corn bids range from 353 up to 379. January soybean bids were at 855 to 873. And in the southern part of the state on Wednesday, January corn bids ranged from 360 up to 384. January soybean bids were at 865 to 881. And wheat bids for June-July delivery in southern Illinois for this year, those bids range from 447 up to 473. That completes our country grain report for Wednesday. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Closing prices for the Mercantile Exchange. December live cattle, 132.05 up 110. February, 134.10 up 97. April, 134.50 up 55. January feeder cattle, 166.20 up 122. March, 164.40 up 127. April, 165.50, up 82. December lean hogs, 59, up 20. February, 58.20, up 12. April, 62.15, down 35. It's time now for the Cash Livestock Report.
This is the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Wednesday, the 25th afternoon livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for 200-pound pork carcass traded 22 cents higher in a range of 47 to 52.75, with a weighted average carcass price of 50.64. The Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows trading steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds at 22 to 27, 4 to 5 weight at 25 to 30, 5 to 6 weight at 29 to 32, and over 600 pounds, 30 to 34. In the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gelts country buying points are trading mostly steady to a dollar higher, with moderate demand for moderate offerings ranging from $28 to $34. A report from the United Producers Livestock Auction for yesterday had receipts of 518 compared to last week. Slaughter steers and heifers traded steady to a dollar lower. Slaughter Holstein steers traded 50 cents lower, while slaughter cows and slaughter bulls were steady. Slaughter steers choice at 120 to 125. Slaughter Holstein steers choice at 110 to 118. Slaughter heifers choice at 120 to 124. Slaughter cows, boners, average dressing at 70 to 78. Leans, average dressing at 67 to 73. Slaughter bulls, average dressing at $50 to $94. Feeder heifers, medium and large ones, two weight at 191 to 214. Feeder bulls, medium and large ones, four weight at 162 to 171. In the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis traded at 121 to 127, on a dress basis at 195, while heifers on a dress basis traded also at 195. From the National Daily Pork Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts was established with 377 loads traded. Calculations for 200-pound pork carcass was 71.72, which was $1.90 lower. The National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading higher. Choice carcasses are $204.09, which is 28 cents higher, while select carcasses were $193.76, which is $1.52 higher. The estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 112,000, compared to 108,000 last week and 118,000 one year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 440,000, compared to 437,000 last week and 421,000 one year ago. That concludes our livestock report. This is David Humphreys of the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Tyson Foods expects another year of record profit following better than expected revenue in its latest quarter. The Wall Street Journal says the earnings report shows strength in chicken and pork operations. The report comes with a positive outlook despite weaknesses in the company's beef operation and sluggish export markets. Tyson executives said their projections for its fiscal year that began in October assumed that prices for chicken would stay low, that trade barriers related to bird flu would remain in place, and that the U.S. dollar would remain strong. The Environmental Protection Agency announced it will revoke approval of the Enlist Duo herbicide by Dow AgroSciences. The EPA claims it's received new information on the herbicide and believes now it's more harmful than originally thought. Approved by the agency just over a year ago, Enlist Duo is a combination of glyphosate and 2,4-D. Environmental and conservation groups say their fight against the toxic cocktail helped fuel the reversal by the EPA as the groups challenged the EPA's alleged failure to consider the herbicide's impact on endangered plants and animals protected under the Endangered Species Act. The EPA had approved use of Enlist Duo in Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, and several other states, and it had intended to approve it in additional areas in the near future. Sounds like that will not be happening after all. The Greater Peoria Farm Show is taking place this week, starting tomorrow, running through Thursday. That's December 1st, 2nd, and 3rd at the Peoria Civic Center. There will be over 340 companies and more than 900 exhibitor booths on display. This is the largest indoor farm show in the state. Educational seminars will be featured all 3 days of the show and will focus on the topics of weather, crop outlook, and drones. Complimentary coffee and rolls will be available each morning, and lunch will be available for purchase daily. Show hours are from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Tuesday through Thursday, and admission is free. For more information, you can visit the show website at greaterpeoriafarmshow.com or call 800-873-1411. And again, that's the Greater Peoria Farm Show taking place December 1st through the 3rd in Peoria at the Peoria Civic Center. Last but not least, we're going to hear a local FFA chapter update. This week's FFA update comes from the Gillespie FFA chapter president, Marissa Hartke. Marissa, could you tell us a little bit about yourself and what your role is with the FFA chapter?
I'm currently the Gillespie FFA chapter president. I've held other offices before, and I've been in FFA all 4 years, so senior year, I'm president.
And what are some of the things that you have to do or that you're responsible for as president?
I'm basically in charge of watching over all the other officers and members. I preside over the meetings. I take care of whatever needs to be done, and I help out however I can with the chapter.
Has it been a good experience so far?
It's been great. I love FFA. I love being president. It's great.
And you guys have several events coming up that you're going to be involved with, a few CDEs or career development events. So what are some of those that you're going to be competing in?
Well, our chapter just took place in the Dairy and Meats contest last Thursday. We always look forward to the dairy contests. Our members love that. We did okay this year. We placed 6th and 4th in Dairy and Meats. And then later on in December, we're going to try Vet Tech, our first time. We'll have to see how that goes. And our members, especially our sophomores and freshmen, they're looking forward to parliamentary procedure in January. We always have a great time with that.
And is that going to be, are those all section competitions?
Yes, we always go to the section contests. Hopefully we'll be moving on in parliamentary procedure to district.
Something else that's coming up, there's a conference in January. Could you tell us what that conference is and the name of it and where it's going to be taking place?
The 212 conference is held in Collinsville in January. It's for sophomores and freshmen who are in FFA or want to get more involved. You can go there and spend overnight. You get to learn about leadership and working, setting goals, meet new people. It's a great experience.
Have you been to that conference before yourself?
I have. I went my sophomore year 2 years ago. It was a great time. I had a lot of fun and learned a lot of things. So.
And something else coming up, you're going to be working with the Salvation Army next month.
Right. Our chapter always does a Salvation Army bell ringing every year, December. We usually have a Saturday, and we just collect money for the Salvation Army. It's great for our chapter and great for other people. So.
And where will you guys be ringing the bells?
We will be at the Lutheran Church in Gillespie and by Randy's Market in Gillespie as well.
Do you know how long you'll be doing that, possibly how many hours?
Our members will be working from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m.
That FFA update was brought to you by the Gillespie FFA Chapter President, Marissa Hartke. That's all for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.